Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize.
S38 Special brings us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Heiner's our guest. She's the president, CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is the twice monthly 16-page document that you're going to get, that you're going to like a lot, and I encourage you to check that out. Sarah, how do we find you guys?
They come to bottomlineinc.com.
All right,
and if they go to the store and they put in the code radio, they'll get 20% off on anything they buy.
I worked hard for that discount, folks, so take advantage of that. So, okay.
You beat me up.
That's right.
Tough negotiator that he is.
That's right. So the salary gender gap, the gender salary gap, you've been tracking this?
Well, Glassdoor.com has been tracking
this. Is it real? Is there really a – is there – when all things are considered, when you take into consideration – the different things that men have to do and women do in their lives to raise a family and all that kind of stuff, when you take all that into consideration, is there really a true gender gap?
Well, leave it to you to go right to the heart of the issue, because the headlines will say that there's over 28% gender gap in pay, male versus female, in certain
right.
categories,
right.
Things like computer programming in particular. Huge hot category. They report a 28% gender gap between men and women. However, that's an unadjusted pay gap.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go and adjust for age, education, experience, occupation, all the other factors, then that actually drops
about
5%.
And continuation of tenure in a job. That's got to be part of it too, doesn't it?
All part of the location, the specific company, the year, the job, all pieces put in together. Because it's not simply male versus female. There's so many factors
mm-hmm.
that go in, right? So yeah. So when you adjust it with all the influencing factors, it's actually about a 5% pay gap.
5%.
Yeah. This is
which is an important
concept in general, huh?
When a 5%, and I'm not trying to minimize any of this, because you know I've got plenty of females in my life that I want them to do well. You know, it's not like I'm actually biased for them, but 5% is almost in the margin of error, right?
Yeah, it can be. Well, here's the thing, and I've been interviewed a lot. I can't tell you how many people try to push me on, you know, women in the boardroom and women at the C-suite
mm-hmm.
and discrimination against women. And what I keep saying, and I understand that I'm not a normal woman because I wasn't raised in an environment that focused on discrimination whatsoever. I was just a person. I was raised to be a person.
Right.
And what I say is, focus on what you need to do your job and do your job well. Right. And if you spend all your energy worrying about what is and isn't fair, who is and isn't paid more than you, it distracts you from your goal, which is to do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you focus on what you need to do in life and you focus on the skills that you need and the work that you need, then you're satisfied because you're doing what you wanted to do and the rewards do come.
Another thing I think happens is people sometimes are paid more when they act like they deserve it. And I've seen this among men. I have seen scenarios where a group of men were all doing the same job. But after 20 years, one of them found out that he was making a lot less than the others. And when he asked his boss, how come I've not gotten the same raises that my peers have? He said, you never acted like you wanted a raise. He
yeah.
didn't think he needed to ask for it, right? My point is, I think women way too many women are more like that than are like guys. You know, guys are pushy. We're pushy.
Well, you're pushing. The other thing that's really interesting, there have been studies where men will negotiate for what they will be. So they'll negotiate because they know they're going to do a great job. They don't negotiate based on every skill that they have now.
Mm-hmm.
Women, on the other hand, we're so damn honest.
Mm-hmm.
we're so darn careful about
that's right.
not wanting to display ourselves in a false light
that's
that
right.
they will underscore what they
You won't fake it till you make it like guys do.
Correct. perfectly said. Yeah.
And so that's another thing. So some of the stuff, and see, I'm running into this in my reporting, Sarah, with women getting the capital they need for their businesses. The women that I know who are helping women get capital tell me that they're having trouble getting women to ask for the money.
Women hate asking for things.
Yeah.
Women will support forever, but they hate going for the ask.
And so,
they don't like asking for help. They're used to being the helpers.
So we have to turn a little bit of this back around, ladies. If you want something, if you think there's a gender gap, first make sure that you're putting your best foot forward to get that adjustment. What do you think, Sarah? Is that too hard? Is that too much tough love?
No, I agree with you. You have to believe in what you're doing. If you don't believe in yourself, then no one else is going to believe in
mm-hmm.
you.
That's exactly right. That's well said. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, and the other thing, of course, then there's the reality of motherhood, right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Motherhood yes. has a big impact on women's earnings, and it's not fair, but it's why you also get the joy of motherhood. I don't have the joy of motherhood.
If you're going to take yourself out of the workforce, I apologize.
Sorry, go ahead. You're fine.
On my throat. So if you're going to take yourself out of the workforce for a time and you go back in, the fact of the matter is you've been out of the workforce.
Yeah.
So don't blame the world because you chose to be out of the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the flip side also, again, in these C-suites where they say that the women aren't the executives of the companies, I'm not sure if so many of them want to be it.
Mm-hmm.
I think women like smaller environments. I think women like one-on-one relationships.
Yep.
Women don't necessarily want to be the chairman of
that report was from glassceiling.com?
Glassdoor.com.
Glassdoor.com
is what has the gender gap.
Glassdoor.com.
The salary gender gap.
Check out bottomlinepersonalinc.com, right, Sarah?
Bottomlineinc.com.
Bottomlineinc.com.
You put in the code radio and you'll get 20% off.
There you go. Get that 20%. I worked hard for it. 10-2. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.